opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Pitch. Swing and a drive. High and deep. Into left field. Goodbye, Bregman. Launches. And the Red Sox lead Scooble and the Tigers 2-1.
That was Will Fleming's call of a Alex Bregman home run from earlier this season. Bregman will rejoin the Boston Red Sox later this week, according to the manager, who told us that here on WEEI Afternoons first, before he told it to the rest of the media at 4:10 in the interview room at Fenway Park, where we are today in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway. We did have firsties here in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series official truck of the Red Sox. And Bregman is returning, and that's great. That should lengthen the lineup, add more potency to this offense that's averaging 8.6 runs per game over the last 10. Except, unfortunately, we can't have nice things all the time, Fitzy. Every time something good happens, feels like there's a negative spin on the back end. So, Jim Bowden, who Alex Cora famously told us makes stuff up and tweets it, in The Athletic, did a mailbag. Uh-huh. And Rich Keefe is sending questions to Jim Bowden's mailbag? That's weird. It seems like you just have him on the show, Rich. You could ask him on the air.
Yeah.
Will the Red Sox extend Alex Bregman before the trade deadline? If they go on a winning streak, establishing themselves as buyers at the deadline, what relief pitchers should they target? So that question, nowhere in the question from Rich Keefe, I'm just pretending it's Rich Keefe, probably not. Nowhere in there did it mention trade. Then the answer from Jim Bowden says the Red Sox would like to extend Bregman before the trade deadline, but it won't be easy with Scott Boras as his agent. And I'm hearing in my conversations throughout the league, if he's not extended, they could end up trading him to Seattle, Detroit, or Milwaukee. But if I'm Boston and your scenario plays out, I would look to add Emmanuel Class A or Ryan Helsley. Hopefully that's Class A. I'm sure that, I nailed that. See, I was going to say Class, but I was like, I know that's Class A. I know my baseball names. Anyway, the issue here is, why in the hell, Fitzy, why in the hell, the Boston Red Sox, 5 games in a row they've won, going for a second series sweep in a row, now 3 games over 500, the highest they've been over 500 all year long. Why in the hell would they even think about trading Alex Bregman, and what in the hell would the reaction to such an idiotic move be?
The reaction locally would be worse than I think either of us could possibly imagine right now. Like, it would be chaos in the streets level, protest, people just tearing up tickets. This is the guy that you brought in to take over for Devers, who led you to deal away the team's best/biggest power hitter, and he's become the unofficial team leader. And just because you put yourselves in a position with this unique contract at the beginning of the season with him, you couldn't get him signed, so you decided to punt. I don't buy this at all. This is completely, I almost feel like this is a leaked leverage play because they are dealing with Boris, notoriously difficult to handle, who, by the way, isn't batting 1,000 over the last decade. He's overplayed his hand
a
couple of times, like Jordan Montgomery, Blake Snell, before the big deal with the Dodgers as well, didn't exactly score them the long-term deals that they wanted. So as far as I'm concerned, I actually think this is a bit of a play by the Sox. Like, oh, okay, well, we can trade you somewhere else that you're, you know, not dying to go to, although Detroit was mentioned because his former manager, A.J. Hinch, is out there. I think 110% the Red Sox find a way to get a deal done. $40 million a season for 4 or 5 years, it's a little outrageous. Who's going to give him $200 million in his 30s?
Well, I think I keep saying that in response to my buddy Adam Jones keeps bringing this up. Who's going to give him more? I think there's zero chance he gets more on an average annual value. The question is, can he get a much bigger lump sum in a guaranteed major league contract? So I keep using the example. You got $82 million left over the next 2 years. Are you willing to take $150 or $60 million over the next 5 years? Could somebody do a deal like that where it's a $30 million per year instead of $40 million per year, but for a longer term? I think that's a possibility. Hell, I might have that conversation if I'm the Boston Red Sox. I might be open to that conversation. But if you think somebody's giving you more years at the same or more money, I think you're absolutely out of your ever-living mind. Yes, Dan Ball.
Just to set a mark for you guys to kind of discuss. So Matt Chapman, noted San Francisco Giant, actual third baseman, signed an extension of 6 years, $151 million at age 31. It's just over 25 mil. So you'd have to imagine, because of that money that you are being promised in this three-year deal, it's going to be a little bit more, but still, that's what the market is. 6 by 150. Marcus Simeon got seven for 175, which is $25 million on the nose. That's the waters that he is playing in at this age.
The problem is, I've been around sports long enough. I know this is a massive deal in football, where there were always hesitancies with the franchise tag for years, because then they use that number as the starting point for the next number moving upward. And
it's a copycat league.
It's hard for agents and players to swallow, I'm making less per year. Like, is that a pay cut kind of thing? It's hard for them to go backwards in their earnings, even though, big picture, it's a longer-term deal with much more fully guaranteed money on the back end. So, I don't know. I just, Fitzy, this idea that when everything starts going right. So, they traded the dink in the clubhouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rafi Devers. They traded the dink. Now they're going to trade the saint, the perfect leader, the guy you brought in to be a leader, the guy that I saw the other night on Nesson when I think it was Roman Anthony's home run. You got Meyer and Anthony celebrating, and then nuzzling in the middle with his chin on the top pad there was Bregman. We're going to trade that guy. Like, I don't even care if he walks at the end of the year. If you trade that guy, you're not trying to win. I believe if you trade that guy, if I were Alex Cora, I would quit. I would resign on the spot and say, keep your damn money. I don't care about the $21 million. I am going to go to a team that's actually trying to win and not just playing games. Because you can't, there's no salvaging a trading of Bregman. There is no salvaging of that. So that's
I'm with you 100%. Alex Cora told us from his time working at the MLB Network, I believe, with Jim Bowden, former GM of the Reds, that he likes to chum the waters and make stuff up. Oh, my conversations around the league. Again, this could just be if things really go south, I guess that, you know, the Mariners, you know, were in the market this offseason. He may just be connecting old dots and trying to make new lines. Like, Detroit makes sense because they were in on him during the offseason as well. The Sox are the only one that gave him the high average annual value with the outs in case he was able to play his hand accordingly and get the long-term deal he wanted. But, like, deals for $6 and $1.56, $6 and $1.62, I think were on the table this offseason, but he opted for this kind of like Kirk Cousins-esque one-year guaranteed deal with a couple of options. Unique as it was, obviously played his hand right. We're talking about a guy that's been for like a month and a half, and we're talking about giving him a raise and a longer-term deal. That's bananas.
So he's 30-something. He's had multiple quad injuries.
Yep.
And that's a muscle injury. That, like I just said earlier when we were talking about Stephon Diggs, torn ACL. It happens. Some point just happens to football players. It's not really age-related. You could be 17 or you could be 37. It's just because of the torque and the whatever. But multiple muscle injuries?
Yeah, one on each side at this point.
That feels like something that may be an indicator or something that may be a future issue, like at least a consideration that, to me, it's awful ballsy to say, oh, I missed all that time with that injury, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to opt out because somebody's going to give me more money over more years for longer at an older rate. Like, it just doesn't – I didn't even think – it would have been a good opt-out plan for him if he had basically a great year.
Yeah.
I mean, saving for maybe like an MVP while leading a team to a World Series title, I was like, $40 million a year for you, Alex Bregman, is a pretty good paycheck.
Well, that's the unique thing about the way he approached his free agency is he got the high AAV, but he was very vocal about the fact that his ultimate goal was finding out where he'd play for the rest of his career.
Right. It's
so,
Boston.
Yeah.
So take advantage of that.
He's
that's
got the
other
perfect
thing.
Spot.
He's talked about it.
So an update, guys, from Sean McAdam from our guy Gordo on the Playtesty podcast. Red Sox extension talks with Bregman have been casual to this point as the team is more focused on the draft and trade deadline. But one top Red Sox official told him the Red Sox are not trading Bregman and they're trying to win.
Right.
So and what side is it?
You have to try to win. Like, I don't really believe, even when people do this, reporters, and like everybody does it to some degree, when they write something like conversations throughout the league. So you really didn't talk to anybody who has inside info.
Who the hell could that be with?
Could be anybody. Could be literally thousands of people. We talked about the Red Sox have 300 people in the front office.
Yeah.
There's 30 teams. What's 300 times 30?
A lot.
A 9,000.
Yeah.
Those are all sources that are in the league. They were, and you're not even using like media relations, whatever. Those are legit baseball level sources. So you can call them, and some guy in Kansas City can say, well, you know, I'm a high level, I'm an assistant GM. And it really, I think there's a chance if the
you
Red
sure
Sox
could trade him to us.
Like, if they can't reach a deal, they might trade him. You had the conversation. It's somebody in baseball, and they don't know their ass from their elbow in regards to what the Red Sox are doing with Bregman. Like, that's just the reality. It's a quality source with no informed opinion to offer on this specific topic. And that's why I don't put much credence in this.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because I also don't think, and I know people are still skeptical, that this team is willing to give away any of the momentum, optimistic views, passion, following that they've started and struggled to build this year off and on, right? They've had their highs and their lows, but you bring in Crochet with a long-term view. You bring in Bregman with a long-term view. You tried to thread the needle with Campbell and Meyer and Anthony with a long-term view of what you're trying to build, and you would just totally undercut all of that. Unless you sell yourself on, do you trade him for Kyle Tucker or some like pie in the sky guy that you're
just
then
another guy
extend.
You're not going to sign.
Well, yeah. No, you'd have to extend that person, I think, too. But
I don't want all the Dodgers top prospects so they can get Bregman and win another World Series because Max Muncy went down for a while. Get out of here.
Yeah, that's why.
No. You win now, Andy, especially if you go into the All-Star break. Let's say you sweep Colorado tonight, which you should because you're facing a righty with an almost 7 ERA. And then you split with
Sensatala.
Right? You went 5 of your last 7, like 10 of your last 12. And then you go into the All-Star break and you come out, and let's say you actually play 600 baseball on the other side with Bregman coming back as well. You buy in and win now, and then you worry about the deal for Bregman later in the season. If you say, well, we weren't really sure if we could get a long-term deal, but we got this amazing catching prospect and a first-base prospect, Red Sox fans will use their City Connect jerseys to as oil torches to try to burn down the new Fenway Commons or like the space where they plan on building the $2 billion office megaplex across the street. Hell no. Win also, now.
Also not the worst thing in the world. Given they go all in, you know, they make a trade, they try to win, whatever.
They do what Will Fleming says they're going to do.
Yes. Yeah. And let's just say they win a wild card. Maybe they win a round. Maybe they don't win a round. Whatever. Let's just play that scenario out. You unloaded Rafi Devers. Mm-hmm. It's unlikely you're going to fill that long-term contract slot at the trade deadline. So that's a $30 million slot, right, that you're going into the offseason.
No question, yeah.
If Bregman opts out, you now have a $40 million slot that you go into the offseason with. Giolito is a $20 million slot. So right off the top of your head right there, you have a 20, a 30, and a $40 million slot to spend in free agency potential, to be aggressive on the market. And I don't think that would be the worst case scenario. I think losing Bregman to opt out in offseason after you went all in at the trade deadline, not ideal, but not the worst thing in the world. Giving up on a season at July 31st when you've put yourself in position to actually compete, to actually maybe go where you thought you were going to go because his agent is playing hardball or his agent threatens to opt out, that is horrific. That is up there with worst case scenario.
I can't get behind that though.
I think it's fake.
If you get the gut sense that he is going to test free agency even after the injury, and look, maybe they're keeping their cards close to their vest, and you're just kind of gambling on what he's going to do.
Sure.
I can't lose him for nothing after trading Rafael Devers.
I absolutely can.
Oh my!
I got him for nothing. I rented him for a year. I paid $40 million.
And look at how quickly he became ingrained in everything that you're trying to do here.
Well, if he's as good a saint as he says he is, we'll work this out because he wants to be here. He wants to be here with these young players.
Right.
He wants to be here with this manager who advocated very strongly for him coming here, overpowering the general manager who wasn't in love with him. I think if he's as much all in, I want a home long term. If you really want that, then don't be a fraud and make it all about the money and let Scott Boras tell you where to go. Then actually say, yes, Scott, work out a deal. I want to be in Boston for the next 5 years. You figure it out. That's why I pay you. I'm the boss here. I pay you. Figure it. Remember Nolan Arenado? Was he the one that signed the deal and cried and said, I didn't want to leave? And
Freddie Freeman. Yeah, with the Dodgers.
Like, every once in a while, sometimes players need to remind the agent, you work for me. I pay you to do a job, and I want you to do it to the best of your ability right up until the point where it maybe infringes upon what I truly care about or what I want. So, yeah, Saint Bregman, if you're the saint we think you are and you like it in Boston and you got your new little young buddies, Meyer and Anthony, and you want to grow up with them and go to the promised land down the road with Alex Cora leading the way, then put your money where your mouth is and stay as a Boston Red Sox.
All right, boys, I got a number that I'm going to give you. This just give me a yay or nay on do you sign this for Alex Bregman. Fitzy, I'll start with you. My number is 7 years, and the total number is $210 million. It's 30 average where you pay out the $40 million in the first 2 years, and then it's just over 25 for the remaining five. Fitzy, do you sign that deal for Alex Bregman?
Yes.
Okay. Andy Hart?
Begrudgingly, I would do it.
Begrudgingly?
It's a little longer than I'd like to go.
Okay.
Right. I'd like to be in the 5, maybe 6 range, not the 6, maybe 7 range.
Okay.
That's a little longer. But the way you actually worked it, a little like the Spurs did with Luke Kornet.
That's what I'm thinking.
Front load that baby, and then if you got to dump ship, well, you know, it's not the worst thing on the back end.
Isn't that interesting how that finance just works?
And you also know, again, we're not just talking about somebody who plays solid defense and is a plus level right-handed bat who peppers the monster and loves hitting at Fenway. We're like just the same way they're crossing sports 3-2-1, just the same way in Foxborough that the Patriots are paying a lot of money in hopes that Steph Diggs raises the play of Drake May and the compete level of the wide receiver room. You've got a borderline like hitting instructor, defense coach, assistant manager in Bregman. Andy, Monday night after Roman Anthony's towering dinger to dead center on the postgame with Dave O'Brien and Lou on Nesson, he talked about how he runs right to him and speaks to him all the time. And it's, he said, it's literally like having another manager, a coach always there for you with Bregman. So you're paying for the extra and the intangibles.
Okay. You sold me on it. The trade him is off the table for me. Trading him before the trade deadline, I really don't care what happens. He could tell the organization to go F themselves, blah, blah, blah. Other than pulling a Rafi Devers and starting to tell us he won't play in the field or won't do X or won't do Y, which we know he won't do. There's no trading of Bregman. I don't believe you, Jim Bowden. I don't think anyone with any credibility has told you that. I don't think that's going to happen.
That's something we can align on, though.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we come to odds and ends, and we learn a lesson here via a viral video. Don't pick a fight with a large former professional athlete. And if you do, have some friends around to like get you out of there, drag you out of there, knock you into your senses, because this is a video you have to see and hear. We'll talk about it next in Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.